think of all the possibilities that an RV brings. Hi there, folks. Cher Lickman here, Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. We sell all of the top RV brands in the country, and we pride ourselves on finding you the RV of your dreams. Imagine being out there in the campgrounds and on the open road in a safe, affordable RV from Mike Thompson RV in Cathedral City. Come let us show you the meaning of customer delight. Visit us at 68318 Palm Canyon Drive in Cathedral City or call us at 760-324-3651.
It's our golden anniversary. Eisenhower Health is celebrating 50 years with this wonderful community. From the day we opened our medical center back in 1971, we've done all we can to keep our relationship meaningful. We've created a valley-wide network of primary and specialty care clinics, recruited exceptional physicians and staff, invested in advanced technologies, and worked to meet your changing healthcare needs, from developing our renowned robotic surgery program to providing specialty care for the LGBTQ community. We expanded our cancer program to provide advanced services through our affiliation with UC San Diego Health. We became an accredited teaching hospital to attract talented new physicians to the area. And we continue to earn certifications, awards, and high rankings for quality and safety. So here's to us, to you, and to the next 50 years. Learn more at EisenhowerHealth.org.
If you can't get in to see your doctor as soon as you'd like, Desert Oasis Healthcare has you covered with four conveniently located immediate care clinics. Your health and well-being is our top priority. We follow all CDC guidelines for safety. Desert Oasis Healthcare members can call our patient helpline 24/7 at 760-969-6555. Find out why we say your health, your life, our passion.
Okay, Joey Pals, all of those things. The Air Museum, Aspen Mills Bakery. Oh my, more food. 849, yum. Elmer's Restaurant, yum. McDonald's, yum. So all five of those things go to one person. Lisa, do you have children?
I have 3 children and 4 grandchildren.
Me too, but we're only going to use the first level.
Yeah.
So 3 from you, 3 from me. 1 from Larry Davis, 33617. I forgot to ask Brenda. Did we get their pictures? Oh, you did good. Did you take Lisa's picture yet?
We will.
Okay. So I should go back to adding. 33671. We'll take the 7th caller, Joey Pals, for all of those wonderful things at 323-JOEY, 323-5639. On your mark, get ready, get set, go. And if you're caller number 7, besides winning all those things, you're eligible to come the end of October when we spin the Extreme Home Makeover Joey Edition wheel and have our costume contest. I forget, we have prizes for most original, scariest, and what else? I thought there were 3. Most original. I'll look it up. Back to, I need all of you. See, dementia and
funniest.
Funny. Oh, that's it. Thank goodness you're here. That's the funniest, scariest, most original. Okay, the voice who knows everything. Lisa Stanford is here from
Dementia Help Center.
Good deal. And we have lots of things to talk about. You brought some topics, too. You start with your topics. What did you bring us?
I did. There was an article in Prevention Magazine, very interesting, on dementia. Dementia is an umbrella term for loss of memory, language, and other thinking abilities. So Alzheimer's comes under the umbrella of dementia.
It's taken me years to learn that. Everybody on Earth thinks Alzheimer's is the umbrella, and it's not.
No, dementia is the umbrella. You have to think like cancer is the umbrella for all the different types of cancer.
Exactly.
There are hundreds of types of dementia.
No, I was just wondering if your mic needs to come up.
Is that better?
Is that better, Nigel? He'll fix it. You talk.
Okay. there are hundreds of different types of dementia.
Hundreds.
And, you know, new discoveries every day. There's a couple I just wanted to touch on real quickly.
Teach us.
Alzheimer's, everyone is familiar with. It is the most common type of dementia. It can start developing years before any symptoms show. Isn't that scary?
Yes.
Another type, vascular dementia, it occurs after a stroke or TIA, which is a transischemic event. I can never pronounce it either.
And my son and I have each had a TBI, but...
TIA.
TIA.
TIA, yeah.
Well, traumatic brain injury, they call it too.
There you go. And
vascular dementia.
Vascular dementia. The brain suffers a loss of blood, and it is the second most common.
Wow.
After age 65. Symptoms come on very suddenly after a stroke, a traumatic brain injury, or a TIA, and they can stabilize, but then if you have another event, they worsen again, or you get a different set of symptoms.
I think stroke. Now, Tyler and I are both at higher risks. Of course, I'm almost 76. He's 33. And we had, I mean, surgery is so magnificent now.
There's so many wonderful,
wonderful
doctors
things.
And
I had improvements put into my brain when they were in there. Just
improvements?
Yeah, I said, what the heck? Take my IQ up 20 points or something. But we both are considered at higher risk. I think strokes are sneaky.
They are. They can come upon people. You can have a family history of them, go years and years and years, everything's wonderful, and all of a sudden you can wake up one morning and feel a little loopy or something is a little bit off, and you've had a TIA.
See?
You can hit your head, and you have a traumatic brain injury. My mother went through that. She hit her head, and 3 days later she was fine, and then she started talking very strangely. We rushed her to the hospital. She had a major brain bleed.
I bled out for 2 months. Natasha Richardson bled out for 2 hours.
Yeah. Yeah. Wasn't that on the ski slopes?
Yes. Tyler and I both had, I had a car accident. He had a motorcycle. It's stupid. What we did was stupid.
Yeah, it's crazy. The biggest thing, you know, you ever hit your head, you fall, you hit your head on something, you need to get checked out.
You are so smart. I went immediately to the hospital.
Smart.
And it was
smart.
Fine. Nothing. I should have gone back in 2 weeks and had another PET scan because I was starting to seep bleeding out.
Yeah. It's people
funny
that say, oh, I hit my head. No, I'm fine. I don't need to be checked out. When I worked in senior living, that was one of the biggest things we had.
Do those things happen with just, pardon the term, normal strokes, not from a car accident?
Yes. Yes.
Same thing?
Get a brain bleed.
You can?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So we're visiting with Lisa Stanford. She's teaching us the two major kinds of dementia. Alzheimer's, the most common, and then a vascular dementia. Okay, what else do we need to know?
Another one, really important, Lewy body dementia.
I've heard of that. What's that? L-O-U-I-E?
L-E-W-Y.
Oh, sure, sorry.
Lewy body dementia, it's a protein that forms in the brain and accumulates in cells responsible for motor control, thinking. It's very closely related to Parkinson's.
I've heard of this. Somebody famous has this. Oh, well.
I can't think of who it is. People can also, they get rigid muscles, tremors. Their walking is affected. They can suffer from hallucinations and delusions.
Okay, here's a Joey Powell question.
So,
you walked right into it, dear.
Oh, I'm ready.
Somebody wants to know, they read that walking slowly is an early onset sign of dementia.
It can be because you're halting.
Really?
You're halting. Your walking is not a normal gait. Shuffling, definitely.
Shuffling.
Shuffling is a definite.
A lot of older people shuffle.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow.
That's something, it's funny because we just recently ripped all the carpet and tile out of our house and put in hardwood floors. Huh? And I noticed my husband shuffling.
Uh-oh.
And I said, honey, you need to be aware of this. You need to either pick up your feet or we need to talk to your doctor yes. about this, because I've noticed that this is... And so it's kind of strange. Shuffling is definitely a behavior that it does affect. It's affecting your walking.
Interesting.
And it definitely, Lewy body, Parkinson's are very
Lewy body. Number four is Parkinson's.
Yes, but Lewy body and Parkinson's are quite closely related.
And they are signs of, they are a type of dementia.
Yes.
Okay. Alzheimer's, vascular dementia, Lewy body, and Parkinson's.
And the last one I'd love to touch on
yes.
is frontal temporal lobe. Frontal temporal lobe is most common for people under 60 years old.
To have a stroke there?
No,
or?
It's just a different type of dementia, and it affects okay. more people under 60.
Is that the left or the right? Or do you
it's
know?
It's
the front.
Frontal temporal.
This one.
Yeah, right in the front.
Oh, I'm doing, it's radio and I'm pointing. Oh,
I know,
good.
I'm touching my head.
Yeah, good.
It's okay. responsible for language and motor function. Some people are misdiagnosed, and it's as they are diagnosed with a psychiatric disorder.
Wow.
They become aggressive. They become apathetic. Most caregivers will say that the person they're caring for is either depressed or has bipolar, because it so closely mimics mental illness.
And it's dementia.
And it's
now wait a
dementia.
Minute. Is dementia a form of mental illness?
No.
No, I don't think so.
No. Biggest thing, the takeaway, honestly, Joey, from all of this is to get the proper diagnosis.
Yes.
The proper diagnosis is key. You want to know
what you say?
Type.
Oh, it's key.
It's key. You want to know what type of dementia you're dealing with.
But so do you go to the doctor before anything happens and get a footprint of how you are normally, or what do you do?
Well, the problem with Alzheimer's is, again, it's happening before you're noticing symptoms. But when you do start noticing unusual changes in yourself, in a loved one, you really need to get checked out by a neurologist.
A neurologist.
With either CT scans, they can do blood work, they can do MRIs, PET scans.
Yep.
You want to know early onset, so that way you can change things in your lifestyle. Stop smoking, get more exercise, eat healthy, brain games, and you know, activities like Sudoku puzzles, crossword.
Do you know what I do?
Things to stimulate.
I love eggs. I eat a lot of protein. I crack every other egg with my left hand.
That is known as a novel and complex activity.
Oh, I just call it cracking an egg.
No, it's great because
or brush your teeth with your other hand.
What
do you call it?
Novel and complex activity.
I didn't know I could do that.
Yeah, and what it does is it is challenging your brain.
Yes, refiring.
Yeah, working on a different wiring inside of your brain. You know, proper diagnosis again is key. Support for yourself.
So what do you mean by that?
Support. Oh, the biggest thing in the world, support groups.
Oh.
We have our Thrive support group starting again.
Tell us about that.
Coming up Wednesday, October 16th, and from 10 to 11:30, we have it in person in our beautiful new conference room.
Which is where?
It is at 75270 Highway 111.
75270 Highway 111.
In Indian Wells, and it's directly behind the Nest Restaurant.
Oh, sure. That used to be the end of civilization.
Yes, it was. It used to be a date grove. I've lived here so long, I remember that.
Yeah.
If you'd like to join us, please call us
at
760-636-6355.
Now, who should come?
Caregivers should come. Loved ones should come. Maybe even newly diagnosed people who are concerned and want to learn. Let us know you're coming.
Yes.
Or we also have a Zoom meeting. That meeting will be on Zoom. Call us and we'll send you the link.
Oh, that's wonderful. So, I didn't realize there were support groups for this.
So important. It's the things you learn, you realize you're not the only one going through this.
Yes.
You have company, you learn things from other people, and tips, tricks, and, you know, it's gathering knowledge. The biggest thing is fear cripples and knowledge enriches.
Fear, this is what I always indoctrinated my poor children. Fear, F, false evidence appearing real.
Perfect.
Fear. By the time they figured out I didn't know what I was talking about, they were grown. Oh, so nice to have you here again, Lisa.
Thank you so much.
What great information. I'll put everything up on joeyenglish.com. You can click, and you know what you can do? You can click on the link and sit down with your caregiver, sit down with your family, and listen to Lisa's interview again if you need to. You know what I'm saying? If you're in your car and you say, oh, I wish I could play that for so-and-so, you can.
I've been dealing with family for 15 years, and yes, I learn something new every day.
Isn't that the blessing? It's a
every
reason
day.
To get up. Thanks for stopping by,
Thanks,
sweetheart.
Thanks, Joey.
No, help dementiahelpcenter.org. Dementia.com. Shoot.
.com.
You're right.
You almost got it. Dementiahelpcenter.com.
636-6355.
Yes, thank
you. I'll make
you.
Sure it's all right on the website. Thanks for coming by.
Have a happy Halloween.
Oh, yes, I will. oops. Okay, Joey pals, here comes the second installment of the Joey English Desert Datebook.
Joey pals, this edition of the Joey English Desert Datebook is brought to you by the City of Palm Springs, palmspringsca.gov.
Just Fabulous presents Toshin's Great Escapes book series, provides exquisite endorsements for hospitality around the planet. The series includes editions for Asia, Africa, North America, South America, and Europe. These guidebooks are bursting with the very best recommendation in luxurious accommodations, enticing photographs of outstanding hotels, guest houses, lodges, and resorts. They're paired with the details you need to make an informed booking, with the prices, services, and facilities all being noted. Check it all out at the letter B, BeJustFabulous.com. Lalo Visions says, connect with your angels during a reading with Lalo Tachikin, psychic to the psychics. Lalo's detailed messages delivered at his office overlooking Joshua Tree National Park in nearby Yucca Valley will astound you. Phone this gifted clairvoyant at 401-1810 or visit his website, lalovisions, lalovisions.com. Again, Lalo's phone number is 401-1810.
Joey pals, get your date timers ready and stay tuned for more of the Joey English Desert Datebook in the next hour. If you miss anything, go to joeyenglish.com.
Okay, Joey pals, Greg Klein is in the house. We're going to talk about life cycles. Come on back.